This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 22nd July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today's weather across Israel is warm and sunny, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Eilut is experiencing a gentle breeze, making it a pleasant day to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports just in, Trump has introduced a new strategy for Iran, stating the U.S. will target Iranian infrastructure like bridges or power stations after any attacks in the Strait of Hormuz. Also, Ynet shared earlier today that Iran fired missiles at Jordan's Aqaba with explosions heard in Eilut, leading to flight delays and security operations. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reports that Finance Minister Smotrich dismissed warnings about security budget cuts, emphasizing there will be no savings in security matters. Separately, the Times of Israel notes explosions over Eilut as Iranian missiles targeted Jordan. The U.S. conducted further airstrikes on Iran overnight. And finally, JNS reports Iran has warned Bulgaria against hosting U.S. warplanes, suggesting such actions would implicate Sofia in potential conflicts. Here's what people are saying online. Raylan Givens, a commentator, posting just minutes ago, suggested that Trump's promised actions could significantly escalate tensions, potentially strengthening opposition against the Iranian regime. Aviva Klompas, a policy analyst, noted in a post from earlier that President Trump has vowed to destroy Iranian infrastructure if Iran targets ships in the Strait of Hormuz. Ynet Global reported a short time ago that the U.S. Embassy in Israel has cautioned Americans about a surge in organized crime violence, highlighting recent grenade attacks linked to a feud between crime organizations. Now for more on those stories. Starting with reports from Walla, President Trump's new approach marks a significant ramp-up in U.S. policy towards Iran. By threatening to hit civilian infrastructure, the strategy aims to deter Iranian aggression in the Strait of Hormuz. This could worsen the energy crisis in Iran and build pressure on the regime from within. Turning to the missile attack reported by Ynet, the strike on Jordan's Aqaba has raised security tensions in Eilut. The incident led to heightened security measures and flight delays. It reflects growing regional instability as Iran's actions provoke stronger responses from neighboring countries. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom's coverage of Finance Minister Smotrich's comments highlights a domestic friction over security funding. Despite concerns from the Foreign Affairs and Defense Committee, Smotrich maintains that security budgets will not be compromised, emphasizing Israel's need to remain vigilant amidst regional threats. The Times of Israel's report on Iranian missiles and U.S. strikes underscores escalating military tensions. With Jordan and Israel both on high alert, these developments could further strain diplomatic relations in the region. Finally, JNS reports on Iran's warning to Bulgaria, reflecting Tehran's sensitivity to U.S. military presence in Europe. This diplomatic tension could complicate NATO's strategic plans as Bulgaria's decision is pending parliamentary approval. On the economic front. First, Globes reports that the shekel has hit its weakest point against the US dollar in 3 months, with analysts pointing to market volatility and geopolitical concerns as contributing factors. Separately, Israel Hayom Business notes that oil prices continue to rise amid fears of escalation in the Gulf, affecting global energy markets and pushing the dollar to 3.06 shekels. This impacts consumers worldwide, but bolsters the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange. And finally, CTEC highlights that smart efficiency should begin with infrastructure, not layoffs. Companies in Israel are advised to explore cost savings in cloud and AI technologies before considering workforce reductions. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 6 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.